the MCCSC. Each week, we hear from either an administrator or a principal from one of our local schools. And today, we head down to Childs Elementary, and our great friend down there is Principal Stephen Marshall. Good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you doing?
Well, I've got to send my kid with a jacket because it's 34 degrees in the morning, and then it's going to be 84 degrees in the afternoon. And well, that's just how life is in the big city, right? Childs Elementary, you're down there by, what is that, Jackson Creek that runs through your backyard? Do you have to pay attention when I tell you there's going to be an inch and a half of rain in 24 hours?
You know what? We really do, honestly. We always have to kind of pay attention back there because that can get away from us a little bit if we get a lot of rain. We generally have to make an all call and have our staff move their vehicles up a little bit higher in the parking lot because it will take over that whole back playground, and it gets pretty ugly and pretty messy, but absolutely. So I appreciate the advance notice.
Yes, if you'd like to take your pontoon to work, that's fine. We have docking services available out back
right.
On Child. Are you on High? What is that High Street? Where are you?
We are. Yep.
Okay.
We're right off of High Street.
Because the roundabout's there, and it ends at the Goat Park, and that's all new down there. So that's. Do your kids ever walk over there and see what's going on?
You know what? We, not my own, but we have just one of the many great things about Childs is that I would say probably between 50 and 75% of our population does walk to school. So it's a really cool thing this time of year to see all the families. It really does have that neighborhood feel where we have a lot of students walking with parents, walking their dogs, but it's just a great chance every morning and every afternoon to connect with our community.
And that's fun as well. And here we are. We are on the 18th day of April, so that means 11 more schools out of here in about 20 minutes. So not too many more days. What is it, 22 days left? Who's counting, right?
That's right. I just had a teacher pop in and give me that update. 22 days is what I've heard.
11 this month, 11 next month, and away we'll go for summertime. But before we get to all the other fun stuff that will come in summertime and everybody's dreaming about vacations and warmer weather and everything else, well, there is some business to take care of, and it started this week for the little people. Well, I have a third grader, and that mm-hmm. means, well, I have a third grader and a seventh. It's iLearn for everyone.
It is iLearn for everyone for the next month or so for all students in the state of Indiana for grades 3 through 8. And so I know that our teachers have done a lot just over the course of the year preparing our kids. And then right now I think our biggest goal is just to give them confidence and make them all understand how capable they are and give them that sort of sense of belief that they're going to do just great if they try their best. And so this week we kind of break it up and we have third and fifth grade testing, and then we'll do fourth and sixth over the course of the following weeks.
Does your building, do you have the flexibility to test who you'd want, or is that all driven by a manual from the state of Indiana? Let me ask a better question. Can you pick
sure.
which grades take the test on each day, or does the state care, or do they tell you how this is exactly going to work?
No, we do have some autonomy in that regard. We have to ensure we test all 3 through 6 students in the elementary setting. But for us, it's really working with our instructional coach and our inclusion team and our support staff just to make sure that we can support our teachers. And so we really have to look at our master schedule, look at our special schedule, and make sure that everything aligns to where we get, each grade level has a good amount of time to proctor the test, and that, you know, we're protecting that time for them and then providing personnel support along the way.
Principal Stephen Marshall is our guest. Childs Elementary School is his domain, and it's a very busy place. Grades kindergarten through sixth. And tell me about the primary years program through the International Baccalaureate. I know those are some big, scary words. Heck, program even has an E on the end of it. My goodness. what the heck's going on over there, buddy?
Yeah, so it's been kind of cool for me because I started out at Childs 11 or 12 years ago as a teacher, and so I got to kind of see this from a lot of different angles in terms of how we adapted into the program and became authorized. And now from an administrative perspective, I kind of see how it works and through the back channels. But really, it's just a concept-based, inquiry-based model, a curricular model that we follow that has really enhanced our instruction and I think our learning, too, for our kids. And so there's really a heavy focus on international mindedness. And so we were able to add a language component. We have Spanish instruction for all of our K through six students twice a week for 30 minutes. And so that was something we didn't have before becoming an IB school. So that's been a great added benefit. And then, you know, I really just got to see, as I said, you know, as a teacher, really how the units that we were teaching were really bolstered through becoming an IB school. So it's been a really great thing. And I think it really does change the way that our students learn and kind of the lens that they're looking at through our thematic units.
And anybody that goes to Childs, is everybody in the International Baccalaureate? I think there's some confusion on how that works.
So right now there are three certified IB schools in the district, and they're all at the elementary level. So it's the primary years program, and that's us, as well as University Elementary and Templeton Elementary. And the district is working right now to add a fourth at Highland Park, and I know they're very excited about that. But the way the program really works over time is it's a continuum and expands into the middle and high school levels at the MYP and DP levels. But right now, we're just super proud of the fact that we are an IB school, and we just went through a reauthorization phase this past year, and that was a lot of work for our staff. But again, we feel really good about where we're at as a school.
Excellent. And obviously, Childs is very busy. I see on your social media feed, you have a garden club. Boy, that never started too early.
We do. We've got a lot. Actually, in the spring is a great time for some extracurricular clubs at Childs. We've got our garden club, which one of our fantastic teachers, Abby Brass, coordinates with the help of some parents and a lot of great kiddos. And so they really do it all out there. They plant and they harvest and they weed, and we try and we haven't gotten back into it, but historically we try and compost a lot of our natural food waste at Childs from our cafeteria and divert that into an in-ground composting system that we have on site that was funded through some grant money. And so we teach our students really to be mindful of their ecological impact so that we can kind of see the cyclical nature of gardening and just kind of taking care of our planet. So we've got that along with Run Club, which meets right now for 6 weeks, once a week on Wednesdays. And then we're also doing an after-school collaboration with Indiana University and offering an after-school Portuguese club.
Oh, very nice. Now, when these in Portuguese, I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing with you, because who comes up with this? Do the children come to you and say, hey, this would be great if we could do it, or is this really driven by your faculty?
It's a little bit of everyone. I think we always have to leverage the fact that we live in a great community in Bloomington with so many amazing partners who are willing to reach out and work with us, and a lot of partners who are also community members or stakeholders, you know, parents. And so oftentimes you just kind of go in with an open mind and really want to just be open to at least listening to different proposals. And if it's something that's going to be a good investment for your students and give them a unique opportunity that they wouldn't otherwise have, then we always try and take advantage of it. So a lot of times, you know, I'm just approached and people might thank me, but the truth of the matter is it's really the community. You know, I'm quick to divert that because it's not me. It's just this amazing place we call Bloomington that has a lot of opportunities to support our kids.
Amen. Amen. And it's great when everybody gets involved and everybody has some ownership, stakeholderness, whatever word you want to use in that. And things tend to work out a little bit more smoothly. So that's fantastic. And Stephen Marshall is our guest, Childs Elementary School. A couple weeks ago, it was National Assistant Principals Week. How's your right-hand man doing?
He is fantastic. His name is Jason Shute, and he is in his first full year as assistant principal at Childs. He was able to get started a little bit last year, but he was actually a sixth grade teacher at Clear Creek Elementary. So he has just done a fantastic job of acclimating to our building. You know, he would help any person here at the drop of a hat. And when, you know, we first brought him on, I told him that's, you know, responsibility number one is to serve our students and to support our teachers, because we understand how hard they work every single day. So we feel like that's our number one priority. And he taught for 15 years, so he's got a lot of instructional knowledge, but, you know, he is always willing to support our teachers. That's really his passion.
Excellent. Well, that's good that they get their day as well for all of the fun that goes along with all of that. And you've got a busy building. We know with all the things going on. But there's a big event coming up that we want people to know about, and it's coming up this Thursday. It's a, I want to say, a health fair. Do I have that close?
That's correct. Yeah, it will be this Thursday, the 20th, and that is going to be at Bloomington South. It's, they're calling it Healthapalooza, and that's going to take place, like I said, at Bloomington South from 6 to 8. And so it's just going to be, you know, kind of a cool, fun way to connect our families and our students with different services that are offered through the district, but also just within our community. So there will be a lot of different community partners there, over 50 exhibits with a lot of different resources and information. So I would highly encourage anyone interested to come out and attend. It'll be a fun time.
Yeah, and it's free as well, so don't forget that. So get out to Bloomington South. And there's all kinds of things there to help kids and families stay healthy. So that's very exciting. Okay, how'd you do last Thursday? How many teachers did you send up to Indianapolis to participate? What is it, Wear Red for Ed, or is that the old, is that the old school one? I know I saw people in red shirts, and I saw people at the State House. And then my buddy, Cassidy Rockhill, had some social media posts that the legislators went to lunch and never came back.
Oh, yeah, some of us probably wish we could do that, but we certainly can't, right? That's the MCCSC was well represented. I will say that I was in attendance, and I sent, gosh, double digit. I don't have an exact number, but easily over 10 teachers out to Indianapolis to support public education, and that was great. And yeah, not only was our school well represented, but I think our district really truly was. And so it was a proud moment for all of us. We were happy to make the trip and do our part.
Great, and hopefully your voices were heard. If anybody listens to this program, well, no, you know that it's never enough. And well, if we don't teach the children, who's going to teach the children? So, how did your asynchronous learning day? I love that word, asynchronous. Alexis Harmon taught me that word, asynchronous. That means just get it done when you get it done, right? Everybody, we're so used to that after the pandemic, right?
Yeah, the pandemic really inadvertently, you know, caused all of us to become tech experts and synchronous and asynchronous instructional experts. So, I mean, it's unbelievable because I can remember pre-pandemic, if there was a tech question, oftentimes when I was the assistant principal at Childs, I would get a lot of those questions directed my way, and I was always happy to help. But I quickly found myself being the one that was going to other staff members, you know, for help, because everyone just became so well-versed, students included. And I mean, we're talking about Canvas, which is a university-level platform. They all really became well-versed in how to use the program and how to provide access to quality instruction from afar. So I think kudos to all the teachers and all the students who have made it work under, you know, trying circumstances.
And thanks to all the students who have helped educate the parents on how this works as
right.
Well. Well, we moved it into their realm. They're like, oh, this is nothing. What's the big deal? What are we doing here? Having fun. All right, May is right around the corner, as we know, and you are going to be busy, and everybody's going to be busy. The last day of school is May 19th, so we'll write that down. I don't think we're going to have any snow days before there, so I think we'll be fine with that. But we do want everybody to know, as we talk about early voting going on in Monroe County. We will add Saturday voting this Saturday, next Saturday. We will also have a half day of early voting from 8 to noon on May 1st, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on those Saturdays. No, that's not right. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on those Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. So you have plenty of choices to do so. But you, yes, you, the listener, must vote on May 2nd in your primary, and a lot of those primaries are held in school buildings in our district, and that means no school on May 2nd. None. Zero. Nada. But you guys will have a, what is that, when all the teachers go somewhere and do a little, what do we call that?
That's an in-service day, yep, yep.
Excellent. And that
I will be here.
Well, we know you have to be there. You have the keys to everything. You have to do that.
That's right.
So we have a day off. We had a day off on the 13th. We'll have a day off May 2nd. But before we get to the last day of school, your PTO puts on one of their favorite events of the year. Tell me what's happening on May 12th in the evening.
Oh my gosh! It is the highly anticipated Childs Elementary Carnival. So we're definitely looking forward to that. And again, that's another one of those opportunities to really get together as a community. And that's where our PTO and our parents really shine and just provide so much support. And it ends up just being an unbelievable fundraiser that really gives our staff a lot of capacity throughout the year to you know, attain things that they might not otherwise be able to get, and things that ultimately trickle down and affect our students and teaching and learning. So it's a fantastic event for our school. We always look forward to it. Last year this is not my idea, but we decided to add a dunk tank.
Yeah, I could see it a mile away. Here comes the dunk tank. I saw one on the somebody had, and this was national. They did a thing at school. They taped the teacher to the wall. I think the dunk tank. The dunk tank is no problem. Just get a little wet once.
Yeah, that was John Berta, who's a former child's parent, and that was his. He had some sick pleasure, I think, in seeing me and other staff members get dunked. But he was all over that, and that was really fun for the kids. We did that all day, and so we're really looking forward to Carnival. It's a fun culminating activity for our students to have a great time and get together as families.
And I want to remind everybody as well, this is just not for child's families only, right? You'll have anybody from the community. Come on by.
Anyone in the community, absolutely. Yeah, it ends up being, I mean, it's a our campus and our playgrounds are pretty sprawling and expansive, and so it spreads out, and we have a ton of visitors. So highly encourage anyone. You absolutely do not need to be a child student or community member anyone that wants to come out and have a fun time is more than welcome to.
You know, this is carnival season, and if you go to all the elementary schools, you could have one heck of a May hitting all
That's
the
right.
stops on that on the spring tour, if you will. And before we let you go, I would be remiss not to mention two things. You will have a new group entering coming up in the fall, well, in August, it's mm-hmm. summertime of 2023, but you will also be saying goodbye to your sixth graders.
We will, and this has been such a good group. I have really, really enjoyed getting to know them over the course of their 7 years here at Childs. And it's amazing because we almost expect around January they start to kind of feel like they've got, you know, naturally sixth grade, that they've got one foot out the door and they're on their way to middle school. And with that comes some unique challenges. But that has not really occurred whatsoever with this group. They're just a lovely group of kids. They're super fun. They're a lot of very mature group and just a very close group. So we're going to miss them a lot. And I know that they're going to do just great on at the next level.
Get out of here. The bell's ringing. That means you're on stage, buddy. Say goodbye to everybody today. Welcome them back tomorrow. The parent pickup line, the bus route, the whole nine yards. Thanks, Stephen. You did great.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Well,